We gather in the night because it was in the night that the light overcame the darkness. As the exultet proclaims so beautifully, O truly blessed night, worthy alone to know the time and the hour when Christ rose from the underworld. This is the night of which it is written, the night shall be as bright as day, dazzling is the night for me, and full of gladness. We gather in the night because Christ has dispelled every fear for us. Before I turn to the scriptures, I want to highlight one other image from the Exultet, and that's the bees. I don't know if you heard the bees. The Exultet says, accept this candle, the work of bees and of your servants' hands. Glowing fire ignites it for God's honor, for it is fed by melting wax drawn out by mother bees to build a torch so precious. Bees make wax, which gives light. Bees make honey, a food which never spoils. And so it's a fitting image of the heavenly feast. And lastly, what the ancients long observed, science has recently confirmed. There is a species of honeybee that reproduces without mating, thus showcasing in nature a type of virgin birth. Light, honey, and the virgin birth are fitting reasons to name the bees in this beautiful hymn to the resurrection. Genesis teaches us the reality of creator and creature, reminding us forcefully on which side we stand, but also revealing beautifully the deep connection between us, all children of one God, and all responsible in bearing the image of that creator, blessed be he. God tests Abraham, and the test was this. Is your heart like mine? Will you sacrifice your beloved son as I have planned from all eternity to sacrifice mine? Created in the image and likeness of God, is your heart like mine? In Exodus, God sends a strong east wind. The Hebrew there is ruach, to push back the water and reveal the dry land. Just as in Genesis, God's ruach hovered over the waters and made the dry land appear, both in the creation account and in later in Genesis in the story of Noah. There's a new spirit, a new land, a new people here. And the Exodus story proclaims that God's glory lies in overcoming our enemies. Today, that means not drowning the Egyptian soldiers in the sea, but drowning our sins in the waters of baptism. Isaiah proclaims to us that your maker is your husband, that from the beginning of creation, God has loved us with an everlasting love, a love intended to bring us into the Trinitarian union, into God himself. Isaiah also shows us that this union begins by coming to the water. Heedfully, obediently, with a listening heart and a seeking spirit. The prophet Baruch teaches us that even in exile, maybe especially in exile, we must learn wisdom. The image most closely connected to God's Holy Spirit, wisdom, through whom he enlivens all creation. Baruch then endearingly writes of how God calls the stars, and they answer, here we are, like Abraham, right? Here I am, here we are. And then they shine and rejoice for their maker, enlivened by the Holy Spirit. Seventhly, in Ezekiel, God sprinkles clean water on us to cleanse us from our impurities and our idols. This is no ordinary bath. this is a spiritual bath that gives us a new heart and a new spirit. And then St. Paul proclaims how our old self, our old heart and old spirit was crucified with him. What we celebrated yesterday was about our crucifixion, the death and burial of our old self, so that we can grow into union with him. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it very comforting that Paul says we grow into union with him. In other words, we're not total failures because we're not there yet. But we must keep growing. And Paul also has a very strange sentence. He says, for a dead person has been absolved from sin. Who's the dead person? All of us. Ever since Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, we've been the walking dead. But in his resurrection and through our baptism, we're absolved and brought to life. Lastly, the angel in the gospel gives us the great announcement, followed by a command and a promise. The announcement, he has been raised. He is not here. So don't look for him among the dead. The command, go and tell. Don't stay in one place, and don't keep the news to yourself. Go and tell. And lastly, the promise. If we go and tell, then we will see him. Oh, to see him. I can't wait to go and tell.